This call is being recorded.
I am Saint Germain. I, like all the others that are able to make these communications known through our various sources, enjoy these times that we can be together with you. These times that are changing drastically. And these moments that are coming. Moments that are now and the moments that are yet to come. You have been told for a long time now, many years, for many of you, that change is certainly in the wind. That you are a part of this change, and that you, without you, there would not be all of this change that is coming and that is here now. We, as the company of heaven, those of the ascended masters, we continue to watch these procedures, watch all that you are doing, are aware of each and every one of you. As you go about your daily activities, certainly not that we would ever snoop or pry into your private affairs, but we are aware of your vibration. At times your thoughts, but mostly your vibration, mostly the frequency that you are operating in. And this frequency that you are all operating in now has increased dramatically. May not always be to your awareness of this, as you have your various maladies, sicknesses, colds, flus, all of these things that tend to come over you. But know that all of these are dissipating more and more. As you continue to move up higher and higher in frequency on a more regular basis. Because the times of being in the matrix, in this, entrapped in this 3D illusion, are fleeting fast now behind you. The past will become the past. And the remembrances of the past will lessen more and more as you continue to move along through into the new golden age. And those memories that you have had from long, long ago will continue to flood back in, as many of them are now for many of you. Many of you are having various experiences, remembering certain things that may have happened that you've totally forgotten about, but now it is coming back to you. Some are having what we call aha moments. Those moments when you realize that you know much more than what you have given yourself credit for up to this point. You have much more knowledge, much more knowing, much more inner knowing. Mm-hmm. Because your consciousness is evolving. And as your consciousness evolves and the frequencies that you operate within continue to rise, your memories continue to return to you. And I speak now of memories not only of lifetimes here on this planet, but lifetimes from many different systems and many other planets. Some of you may even begin to have knowings of those connections you have with your higher aspects, the higher aspects of yourselves, that are even at this moment watching over you, You are a part of them and they are a part of you. And we are all a part of each other. We are all one. As developments continue on, those many changes that have been spoken of continue to make themselves known in various revealings of truths. Because the truths are going to be revealed, all of them. There will be nothing left that will be unknown. Because when it all comes down to it, you are the truth, and the truth is you. If you do not understand this now, you will come to understand that. There are many various announcements that are coming forth. Various news, various revealings, various changes that will become apparent to each and every one of you, and all of those out there that are still yet unawakened. Because of these many proofs that come forth, many, many more will awaken. Will awaken to all of the consciousness that has been held back from them. That time is now, my friends. You are in the now. So trust. Continue to trust in yourselves. Continue to trust in your ability to discern all that is coming forth. Because you all have that ability. You have all trained now. You have that understanding. That as you hear various information coming forth, you will know within you whether that information resonates with you or not. You will know as it resonates or does not what is truth and what is not truth. I am Saint Germain. I love and admire all of you for all that you are going through and all that you are going to continue to go through. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
When we started here to greet you, to be a part of you, to be with you, and to continue to experience these times with you. We so enjoy them. We know you enjoy being with us. Well, at least we hope you enjoy being with us.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be times we have spoken of where we are going to be sitting across the table from you. We and those of your family, those of your families that you have left long time ago. And the reunion is going to be grand beyond your wildest imaginations. Certainly as you come face to face with your either your higher self or those aspects of your higher self, or your twin flame, or various members of your soul family that you have completely forgotten about. But as Saint Germain has said here, and many have also said, those memories are going to return to you. And you're going to remember being on ships and being in other planets and leaving your homes and things of this nature to come here and to be a part of this expression here, this consciousness expression. And all of this is about to shift and change as you continue to move through this particular part of this next year here, your 2018, and everything begins to come into focus more and more for you as to the truths that are going to be revealed and are already in the process of being revealed, and much, much more that is coming forth. We have spoken of this many times previously. We're not going to continue to reiterate this over and over, although we do tend to do this because it is important for you to continue to have these same things given to you over and over and over, because the more you hear them, the more you experience these various tools that are being given to you, then it will become more and more understanding and become a part of your consciousness as well as a part of our consciousness. Do you have questions here for one who serves?
I have a question from one of our family members of Awakening. Not my question, it's his question. He said he's really thankful for one that you gave him last time about the cryptocurrency. And now he's concerned about the currency exchange. He says a lot of the YouTube family are going around saying that there are going to be food shortages, also suggesting that people should start reserving food, that there should maybe if people should create multiple trust accounts to protect their assets in the event of tragic accident that may occur. And let's see what else he's saying. Protect themselves from burglars or criminals who may break in their homes. And then lastly, he commented that the exchange facilities, will they be guarded with military personnel to ensure a smooth and safe currency exchange situation?
My goodness. What are you all hearing in this particular exchange here?
Fear.
Much in the
fear,
way
fear,
of
fear.
Now, this is the old way, though. This is the old illusion, the cabal's illusion that they have created here, bringing about all this various amount of fear. And in times that are coming, if you were continue to stay within the three-dimensional illusion, then all of these things that were just mentioned would be correct. But, and this is a big but, people, if you are not in the 3D illusion, if you are no longer in the matrix, if you are in the higher vibrations and higher frequencies and find yourself there more and more permanently, then all of these things that were spoken of are no concern whatsoever. There may be a possibility that there will be a shortage of, not a shortage of food, no, but a time period, possibly 2 weeks or so, where things will be a little bit rocky, as we have been saying. This is why we have been saying, fasten your belts. Get ready for this. This is all about the prepare for change. This is the name of your Sunday group, is it not? Prepare for change. So prepare for change. Prepare for these things. You have been training for these times that are here now, both in this lifetime and many lifetimes previous leading up to this. And all of this is in the process of what you are needing to continue to go through here. It is not that you need to plan for burglaries to come into your home and for catastrophes and all of these things. This is the old timeline. This is what would have been if you had remained on the old timeline. But you have all moved into the new timeline, into the new understandings that are here, which are moving toward more and more, moving you toward the golden age. And as you continue to move into this golden age, there is no concern whatsoever about any of these things. So do not be concerned about this. Everything will work out exactly as it needs to. As we say many times, everything is being orchestrated. When the time comes for you to go and exchange your currencies, if you have currencies, you will be able to go into your facility that is exchanging these and exchange them. It will be that simple. But it will not happen until the time is right, until everything is in process, you might say. Everything is in safekeeping, safeguarding. So no concern about this, okay?
Okay. Not my question.
This is Keisha, and I have a question for
you. Many others on their minds also, because you hear these things from many different sources. And this is where discernment comes in. This is where you have to know that you are moving into these higher vibrations more and more frequently. And as you move into them and stay in those higher vibrations, then nothing can harm you. Literally, nothing can harm you.
And if you stay in those fear-mongering type attitudes, you're going to manifest it. It may come true.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very astute observation there, yes. Other questions here?
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Gary again. I just spoke. I have a question here. I'm really curious. Years ago, Source gave me a prophecy that these beings would come to me, and they would come on a bended knee of distinction. And it finally happened. I waited a few years, went into deep meditation, and I raised my frequency level. They, I guess, lowered theirs slightly so I could actually see them in the physical. And three golden, beautiful, the most beautiful golden liquid beings that I'd ever seen, ever beheld in my entire life, were in front of me. And I looked at them in wonder and awe. They didn't have facial features, only partial facial features, but not eyes, not a mouth. And then I looked at them in awe and with great love, and then they telepathically hit me in the chest and almost knocked me off the bed. And then I was taken to a place of complete, at the zero point with Source. And it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever felt. Pure innocence beyond a child. And I was wondering who those light beings were. Could you help me? I was thinking it could be the Elohim, I don't know. Would you know one who serves?
Yes, we would know here, and we will tell you this. We cannot tell you everything here, because this is something you must come to more understand for yourself. What you experienced here was a recollection, you might say. You say you have never seen these beings before, but you have. You have experienced them before, not so much in this lifetime, in your understanding now of who you are as Gary here this time, but in other times you have known these beings. They are seventh dimensional beings at this point, and they do not have physical form as you saw them. But they had a frequency or a vibration about them that was pure love. And at that level, that is what it is, pure love. And you felt this and you experienced this because you have a connection with them at this level. You have come down in vibration to be able to be a part of this evolution here and be a part of this this experience that is bringing this planet into the golden age here. So you have had this before, you are experiencing this now, and as we have said here many, many times, many of you are going to begin to have more and more of these experiences. You are going to be connecting with either your higher self or aspects of your higher self, or beings that you have known before, parts of your family that you have come from. They're going to make themselves known to you more and more because you are raising your vibrations, your frequencies. And as you raise your frequencies, then you can come into the frequencies of the higher beings that are there. They are there, they are all around us here, and if you raise your vibration, you can become more and more aware of them. They can see you. You cannot see them, though, until you raise your vibration. Okay?
Right. Yes. Was I actually looking at me? Was I looking at family? Because one giggled. It seemed to giggle at me, like, look at you. Look at the way you look right now. That's kind of what I felt.
I just put me in here. Part of your family. Yes.
Yes.
They're being serenaded.
Yeah. Yes. So that's nice. I'm a guitarist, so that's perfect.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Namaste. Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Keisha, and I have a question. Recently, I have had a lot of people from my past come into my life. I don't have anything against them, but I honestly don't even want to associate with them because, to me, my past is the past, and I just want it to go away. Why are they coming all of a sudden?
What we can tell you is not so much why they're coming, but what it is for you to do here, what is needed for you. Because as you are moving into the higher vibrations and moving along the newer timeline here, those that are not moving along with you, those who are moving possibly in a different timeline, will come into your experience, and you will find that they are not alike resonance to you. And as they are not alike resonance, you are not wanting to be around them. This is for all now. Not only this one who has asked this question, but many, many more of you will find that you are not wanting to be around low vibration. If you just look at it from a different point of view now, do you like going into the rooms or buildings or whatever that have a low vibration? Do you enjoy that? No, you most likely do not enjoy that. If you are at all responsive to the vibrations, then you know that it is not where you belong. Likewise, individuals that may have been part of your family, part of your friendships, all of this, you may not want to be around them anymore because you are moving beyond that vibration. You see, at a certain time, a certain point here, when the frequencies rise enough and Gaia has moved fully into the fifth dimension and even higher and no longer holds a place for those in the three dimension. You see where we are going with this. You, those of you that are moving up in vibration with Gaia will go along with her. Those that cannot will not.
So when you say that we're in the right place at the right time, the job that I'm currently in is a very low frequency and I struggle every day. So how can that be true?
Because there are other opportunities for one such as you to bring light into a dark place.
That I'm supposed to be there because I'm helping many people. People are listening. They're excited to see what's going on. But it's just, to me, it's draining to have to be around such low frequency people. And it's a large group of people.
As we say, you are bringing light to a dark place.
All righty, thank you.
Understand this?
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Very good. May not be pleasant, but it is something that your higher self has created for you to experience at this point, to be in that right place at the right time. Maybe not your right place, but his or her right place.
Okay, thank you.
One who serves. I have a question for you. Can you hear me? Last year, I went to the Joshua Tree here in California, and they call it the contact in the desert, and I was by myself, but when I got to a certain area, I looked up and I saw lots of light movement, and I started noticing light coming down and just light all over the place, and there were orbs. And I was just curious if you can verify the various ones that were behind me traveling when I was driving away, things of that nature. Were they part of my soul tribe or soul group or something of that nature, like you did with Gary? Can you verify who they were if that's not declassified, or if you can help me with that? Thank you.
We can tell you is not quite what you were expecting, but these particular ones that were there for the conference. Just as you, those of you in human bodies at this time were there for the conference, they are also there. They are curious. They are wanting to be a part of this. And they also bring a vibration. They are attracted by the vibration that is there, and then they bring their own higher vibration as well. That is why when people are there at this type of a conference and experiencing these kinds of energies, the energies are increased by those that are there to in attendance. And we speak of those that are coming from above, you might say, there in attendance. There was many, many, many angels and orbs and beings from all over that attend this particular conference. This conference you are speaking of, Contact in the Desert, is a happening. It is something that is spreading the light greatly when this occurs because of the nature of what is occurring there in this conference. You see?
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to get confirmation because they were everywhere so much. You know, there was, I just, the energy was coming down, and I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for confirming, validating that. Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Athena.
Yes, we know.
Yes. My question is, for years, when I used to study the Bible, it was Matthew, the 17th chapter, that stuck in my mind, the first two verses. And there, I have to give the background here a little bit, then I'll ask the question. It was Jesus. It was on the sixth day, and he called Peter, James, and John to go with him up on the mountain of Transfiguration,
yes.
Is that correct? And then the disciples saw his body change into a glowy body, they called it. They didn't call it glowy. We know it now, I think, is that. And he changed into the light of the sun, and his clothes changed to white. And I do believe that's what's going to happen to us and is happening. But he had a conversation with Elijah. And my question is, can you tell us what that conversation was about? Because they didn't give that in the Bible.
What we can tell you is that that particular conversation, although not giving it in words, was meant between the two of them to understand at that point the process that was happening here. And that this particular process that was going on is a precursor, you might say, of what is going to occur in many in the future.
Oh.
So it was speaking about this particular ramament of white light that came over Yeshua, and he was going through his ascension process at that point. He had not fully ascended, but he was going through the ascension process just as all of you are now as well. And when this transfiguration happened, at that point, when he then became part of, more connected with his higher self more fully at that point, and connected with Elijah and Moses and all of these other ones that were there to assist him in that process, knowing what he was going to be going through. So this is also an indication of what is going to happen with all of you as you move through into this transfiguration process. You may not have the experience quite as he had, but you will have an experience similar, but you are then going to be taking your physical body fully with you through this. So this is something quite different here. Similar, but yet different.
Thank you so much. That just makes me so happy. Thank you so much. I love
you.
Very
welcome. Are there other questions here?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Gabriela speaking. I'm new to the group, and I'm very honored to have the possibility of addressing to you. And I would like to know if you can confirm a bit for me about my, I would not call it health problem, but imbalance. It's preferable to call it imbalance. And this imbalance that I cannot figure out for many years, I have the impression that is directly linked to my relationship to my mother and to the solar plexus where I feel such a huge pressure that radiates in the rest of my body and that causes lots of imbalance. Could you please help me a bit to understand more?
What we are hearing here is you're speaking about imbalance. Is that correct? That there is an imbalance within your system?
Yes.
And something about you, we could not hear everything that you were saying here. Some interference as well as difficulty in understanding your dialect here coming through here.
I'm calling from Romania.
Yes. Something about your mother, your mother here you spoke of?
My biggest fear in my my
you're breaking up. We cannot hear. Are you on the speakerphone?
Hello? Can you hear me better?
That's better.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Better.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
That is somewhat better, yes.
I'm on the mobile, and I don't know. There are interruptions, I think.
That is better, though, now.
Could you please help me to understand? Is my physical and emotional imbalance directly linked to the suffering that I have towards my mother?
Now we understand. Physical and emotional imbalance is as related to your feelings about your mother, is what you are asking here. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm trying to address that for many years, and I have to succeed, and I want to succeed, and I would really much need a bit of help to understand this impact is huge on my being. I think it's the whole... My relationship to the matrix, I think, is my family.
What we can tell you is that the more that you let go of all the relationships, as you're saying, within the matrix here, within those that old paradigm, which continues to hold you back, and you allow for the process within you to continue to develop, such as attending a group such as this, becoming around like-minded people more and more, where you are surrounded more with light and more of like a resonance to you, then these various imbalances that you are speaking of will dissipate more and more. In other words, find yourself in where you're coming from, in Romania, as you say. Find yourself a group or a group of people there that are like-minded to you that can personally assist you in that process that you are moving through. Whether it is counseling or whether it is a group where such as this, or even if you continue such with this group and continue to be a part of this and be around these energies, even if it is once per week as this group meets. Once per week you are in these energies and it reinforces all that goes through in your life throughout the week here. And then you reinforce it and you raise the vibrations. And then you might drop back a little bit. This is for all now, you hear this. You may drop back a little bit, but then you find yourself there again at the group and with like-minded people, and even more importantly, back in these higher energies. It is similar to the idea of going to church once a week. It is the same thing. The same idea, the same thing. But in this particular case, you are finding yourself around, as we say, like-minded people, like resonating people, which is more important, with the higher energies, and you continue to reinforce yourself being in these higher frequencies and vibrations more fully. And the more that you do this, this is why those of you that have been involved with this group or other groups for some period of time are finding yourself into various healing properties here. You're finding yourself healed of various maladies that you have had for long periods of time. And because you are around these energies and you are experiencing these higher vibrations within these groups. Okay?
Yes. Yes, it's beautiful. And I thank you very, very much. And I love you very much.
Thank you. So we as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are there other questions here before we leave channel?
Yes, this is Lorelei.
Yes.
Wonderful to see you and be with you. This is a great
We love topic. That. We love that you say see us. Wonderful. Wonderful. See? Yes. That is wonderful. Believe it and you will see it.
Oh my goodness. So this is a great topic, and I'm so glad. And I'd like to tweak it out just a little bit more because for me particularly, let's say for an instance, what I do is I actually actively work with people who have experienced, traumas, pains, say like more of a high level or, suffering, if you will, in their lives. And for a lot of years for me, in my process, because I experienced extreme levels of those as well and came through the process. And so for a lot of years for me, it was about what I need to do is I need to get away from those negative energies, the dysfunction, the emotional unwellness, and really just attend to myself and take stellar care of myself and my space, like have my space really clear. And that is actually what I would coach, so to speak, other people that I might work with to do as well. However, one of the things that's coming up for me as I do this more and more, because I've been doing it for a while, but not in a major way, so I'm now getting to the point where I'm going to do it more and more in more major ways. And one of the things that comes up to me for me is how do I really, really powerfully be of service to people in those energies without taking that energy on myself. I mean, and we've heard some strategies here, but I'd like to get the most powerful strategies you know for me to do that.
What we can tell you about this, whenever you are working with an individual or individuals that are at like a lower vibration than yourself at the time, and you are attempting to raise their vibration, which is what healing is. And whether it is emotional healing or physical healing or mental healing, whatever it might be, you are needing to raise the vibrations. We please need to ask whoever is shuffling papers or whatever that is, please discontinue that. Is very disconcerting here. Very good. Whenever you are experiencing these various times that you are with these people and all of this, these lower vibrations that you are experiencing, it is very important always, and we know you already know this, but to have the light with you. Have the light around you, within you. Ask for protection as you go into this. And then as you are working with them, if you are touching them, physically touching them, this may sound strange, but after you are done, wash your hands. That is important. Not for the reason that you might think, though. Not because you can catch something from them, but because of the vibrations. You want to rid yourself of those lower vibrations. You can do the same thing if you want by going immediately out into nature and grounding yourself. This will also be very important here so that you don't take these vibrations, these lower vibrations and lower frequencies into your body. And this is how you can attempt to hold this off as you continue to work with people. Now, we need to make sure, though, that you and all others understand this. As you are working with people, you do not want to become involved in their particular issues. Don't become emotionally attached to their issues. Move on. Let it be the observer self. And as a third party, you might say, the third party observer. And just observe what is going on. Do what you can to assist them as they are wanting assistance. And then move on from that and let it go and wash yourself of it, cleanse yourself of it, rather, of those vibrations. Not again to hold off catching something from them. That is not at all what we are speaking of. Because as you are in the higher vibrations, you cannot catch anything anyway. Mm-hmm. You understand this, Lorelai?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. That's great.
Very good. Any other
questions? I have a question, one who serves. We were talking earlier about water and what type of water is best for our spiritual growth and our bodies. Distilled water, spring water, ionized, alkalized water. Can you talk about distilled water, please, to purify us?
What we can tell you is that all of these things that you are speaking of is in the lower vibrations, in the old programming. You could take any water, this is any kind of water at all, from a swamp even, and take it into your body, and if you believe it enough, that water will do nothing to harm you. And in matter of fact, you can take any water and turn it into pure crystalline, a pure crystalline experience. Similar to that which Saint Germain did in to the one that he was working with in your Unveiled Mysteries book, if you read this or if you want to read this, where he produces this silver liquid out of nowhere, and he produces it and gives it to the Ray Godfrey. And he takes this in, and it is like nothing he has ever had before. But it is pure water that Saint Germain has added his alchemical process to, you see? So you can do the same thing with anything here, whether it is distilled water, whether it is purified water, whether it is tap water, or whatever. Now, as you are doing this, though, if you drink your tap water, you might say, in your cities and things of this nature, if you are not of the belief system that it cannot harm you, then it can harm you. You see? It is what
yes.
you believe that you will see. So take any water you want, any food you want, and change it. Change the molecular structure within it. Change the vibration within it. You do this through consciousness. Consciously create what you want. You see?
Thank you.
Very good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. In the discussion earlier, I imparted a story about I had an injury and during the various medical...
We know the story here, and we heard this earlier. We were eavesdropping, yes. And
okay.
we can tell you that you have experienced an energetic happening, you might say, that created this particular object that is within your body. And it is something that is foreign to your body, but yet it is something that was put there for a reason. We cannot give you the reason why it was put there, but it was put there by those who are benevolent, you might say, and to assist you in certain things that have happened within your life. And so it is beneficial for you. It is not something for you to be concerned about. It has not hurt you in any way. And does not appear like it will be hurting you. And when you move into those crystalline chambers, or you are able to totally crystallize your own body through your consciousness, then this will be gone and will no longer be needed within you.
Wow, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any further question here before we release?
Thank you, sir. I have a question about the first quarter of this year, within the next month, or what's the probability of the event that we're looking forward to having as far as a probability with all the announcements, of course, St. Germain just mentioned, or are we to look forward to the event or events in this government shutdown and things like that, the RV or Nassar, are we to look forward to that probability? Thank you.
Soon.
I've heard that.
Now, in all seriousness, though, now, we cannot, of course, answer your question directly. We can talk in terms of probability and possibility, and as we have said many times before, there is always the possibility, and the probability that is based on your current situation right at this moment is saying that, yes, there will be major shifts of consciousness that will occur in these next few weeks even here. As you are moving along through this process, as you're saying, your first quarter of this year is going to be a very important time period that you are moving through. One that you may look back at years and years later and realize this was a major turning point in your evolution here.
Hallelujah.
I cannot say any more than this at that time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Yippee.
We can see the headline now that James Woo-hoo. Will come up with here. First quarter yeah. of this year, new evolution or something of this nature.
Yeah.
We will attempt to not let him do that, though. That is true. That is too much for people to see at this point. Any further question? One more question, and then we release channel. If there are none, then we release.
Yes, one who serves. The meteor that was spotted and hit the ground in Michigan, you know, there was an image that looked more like a laser. And can you tell us what really was going on with this and what significance it might have? Thank you.
That was no meteor. I can tell you that was no meteor that happened. That was the official understanding that came from your government to cover up what was really occurring there. There was a laser light, as you are saying, that came from high above and dismantled a particular area there that needed to be eliminated, you might say.
Right.
Not eliminated, though, in the way you would think. Not explosion or anything of this nature, but a vibrational shift that needed to occur there, we will say. That is all we are allowed to say, though, about this now at this point.
Thank you.
It was no meteor. Just as the Hawaiian incident and Japan incident was no error on a person pushing a button. How could anybody think that that would be the case? But they are continuing to use the old ways that have worked previously, where people would hear these things and not question it. That is no longer the case. Everybody is questioning these types of things now. And this was purposeful that it would come out so that the majority of those that are unawakened can begin to awaken more and more now. We need to release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Thank you.